So Parshat Tzav. So the first half of Parshat Tzav is kind of the procedure for a lot of the Karbanot. The second half of Parshat Tzav is the Miluim, the 7-day inauguration ceremony. I just realized that that's a little bit ironic because in modern Hebrew, Miluim is what you do after you're out of the service. Miluim in the Torah is what they did to get ready, was what. What's the word for basic training in Hebrew?
Don't know.
I'm sure there's a word or some kind of Rosh
Yeah,
Hashanah
there must be a
acronym.
word.
So
The
Miluim was
word
the.
Miluim is in the Torah.
Yes. That is, the Miluim is the period of training. The Malei Yedchem is the idiom for to be appointed to a job, to fill their hands. So this is the point where they learned how to be milei yadam.
Okay.
Okay, but in this description, there is a unusual tamim, cantillation. I like that word. Tamim mikra. There's a shalshalat. That pasuk in
Jackie, you
Hamishi.
want to read it? The Shalshalat?
Shalshalat. We haven't talked about the Shalshalat.
What word? Vayishchat?
Vayishchat. Vayishchat. Vayikach Moshe midamaho. Okay. It only appears four times in the Torah. Here. And then first time is the story of Lot. Vayitmamah, when Lot's running away from Sodom and the angels are pulling him out, and he hesitates. By mama, he hesitates, and they have to pull him out. And then the second time is in Chayei Sarah, when Eved Abraham is praying, I'm here to find a wife for Yitzchak, and he's by mama, and he said, Hashem, and Abraham. Appear before me today. The third time is in Vayeshev, when Yosef is a slave in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar's wife's trying to seduce him, and Yosef refuses to be seduced, and he says, My God, my master doesn't know what's happening here. He trusts me. I can't do this. And we've talked about what the shalshalat implies. And generally, it has a sense of hesitation. Rabbi Sacks says ambivalence. Okay, this is Rabbi Sacks on the story of Lot. He says the Torah does not have a word for ambivalence. It does, however, have a tune for it. This is a rare note known as a shalshalat. Appears three times in Bereshit. Each time is a moment of crisis for the individual concerned. It appears a fourth time at Vayikra 8:23. That's us, where its significance is less apparent. Okay, that's a challenge right there, isn't it? Okay, in each case, it signifies the existential crisis. The agent is called on to make a choice, one on which his whole future will depend, but he finds he cannot. He's torn between two alternatives, both of which exercise a powerful sway on him. The 16th century commentator Yosef Ibn Kaspi, who best understood what it was meant to convey, namely a psychological state of uncertainty and indecision. The idea is that Lot doesn't want to leave Sodom. Right? Eliezer doesn't really want to find a wife for Yitzchak. Okay, the famous got into that. He had wanted Yitzchak to marry his own daughter. Right? Yosef really isn't sure about what to do about Potiphar's wife. He's definitely tempted. I'll mention about him seeing an image of his father there. Okay, that's the shalshalat. That they're going back and forth kind of sense of it. So then the question is, Rabbi Sacks, its insignificant is less apparent. What about this Vayikra here? What is he saying here? Right? Vayishchat, Vayikach Moshe midamo, Moshe. Shech the animal. This is part of the carbon of the ceremony of Miluim. And Moshe took the blood, manit, and puts it on Aaron's ear, manit, and on his thumb, manit, on his big toe. The blood of it,
And
right?
Moshe is the one who does the shechita.
Right. That's what we're reading that by Yishchat. Moshe is doing the service at this point. This is, and
Because
that's
it
the
could
Vayishchat.
mean somebody else did it, Vayikach Moshe.
Ah, so you are very smart, and you are already anticipating what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is going to object to everything we're saying. So hold that thought, okay? Well, let's read this as Moshe is doing it, but yeah, just hold that in your back of your mind because you're absolutely 100% right.
Moshe was a Kohen? I guess he
Ah,
was.
so that's what we're going to talk about as well. So hold that thought also.
Okay.
Okay, so those are
Oh.
all excellent points.
But wait, I have one more question. Is this
Yes.
the only time we're told that Moshe kills an animal?
Well,
Maybe
see,
he didn't like doing it. You know, it's
there are
sticky.
three times that he does it in this ceremony, right? They bring three different korbanot.
And he's the killer.
And he is the shechter in all those cases. Okay,
Okay.
so here's the hesitation. So one possibility, the hesitation, he doesn't, it's too icky, okay? That's usually not the way we understand it. As we go back, and okay, so let's go a little bookie. Your first question is Moshe Cohen. What is he doing in this? So let's go back and look at it. That it starts out with, we'll look at all the.
Danny, I want to interrupt you once more. Did you check that Ibn Kasbi and what he says?
I did not look at this inside. No, I'm just quoting Rabbi Sacks. Why?
Because I wonder what he says about this one.
Oh, I don't know. But we'll see how
Maybe
Rabbi
he
Sacks puts
didn't.
it. So I have an answer to that question. But Rabbi Sacks. I will claim that I said it sort of independently, but Isaac says the same answer. But
Right.
your question is, why is Moshe doing this avoda during the meal? Okay, we'll go back to the whole story. Okay, so there's one cow, and the service consists of one cow, which is an olah, and a ram, which is a chatat, and one ram, which is a miluim, which is a kind of korban shlamim. So korban shlamim is eaten by the people, the other ones are offered on the Mizbeach. Okay, so by a krevet, ayah sheni el milim, and so the second aisle, the miluim, is brought forward by smichu Aaron and banav to the hema rosh ha'ayil, and Aaron and the sons do smicha, they rest their hands on the animal. This is their animal. By yishcha, that's our context, right? And he shechzit by kach Aaron Ayamanit, and Moshe takes the blood and sprinkle and touches it to Aaron's ear and thumb and toe. Vayikach Moshe tamei al kapehem, and then they split the parts, and Moshe takes all the pieces. Vayikteram mizbecha al hola, and he offers the fats on the mizbeach. Miluim haim, this is their miluim ceremony. Reach nichoach yishehu Hashem, that's sacrifice to Hashem. And Moshe takes the chazeh as a breast, the brisket. That is what a brisket is, right? It's a Jewish tradition. Everyone likes a good brisket. And he waves it
Here
before
it's
Hashem.
number five. You know, they sell meat at
Oh.
number three, number four,
Oh,
number
they don't name
five.
the cuts in Israel? They number them?
No, it's they do
No.
it by number. And number
Aha, so you
five
can.
is like a good cut. I think the cow is like there's a drawing, and then they have
Okay.
where it's from.
But the chazeh
Davida would
specifically,
know. I don't make meat. Davida would know. Where is she? We need her.
I don't know. We need to know the parts. I don't know parts. Okay. So Moshe gets the chazeh, which is the brisket. I don't know what number that is. And that it belongs to Moshe. That's his portion. Moshe, like who's commanded. Okay. So Moshe gets a portion, this last karban, because it is a karban shlamim. And Moshe is acting as the Kohen. So in a normal Shlamim, the owner eats the meat, but the Chazeh and the Shok belong to the Kohen. That's what Rashi says. Miluim hu, this was the Miluim. And this is talking about when the commanded. Magia katuv shlamim, that these Korban Miluim is a kind of Shlamim meant to be eaten by the owners and as a sacrifice. Because Because it's peace, because it shares everything between the Mizbeach, their parts that are offered, the Oved Avodah, the Kohen, and then Baalim and the owners. That's why Hashem says, I'm going giving the Chazeh to the one who's doing the Avodah, Zel Moshe, because he was one who acted as the Kohen during these 7 days of Miluim, while Aaron is being inaugurated into the service. The rest is eaten by Aaron, who are the, in this case, the laymen. Okay? Mufurish Binyan, as it explains when we actually get to it here. And Rashi summarizes by Karim's Becha that Moshe offers on his Becha. Moshe Shimesh Kol Shiva Yimei Mulim. Moshe served as the Kohen. He did the Avoda for all 7 days. B'chaluk Lavan, the Gemara says he didn't get the big day kahuna. He was just wearing a white robe. But he was the Kohen. So the explanation for what the Shalshalat here and this Vayishchat here, right here, is that this is the last one, the last Shechita. This is his last offering. This is the last time Moshe acts as a Kohen. And so
He
there's
did it
this,
before.
well, he right up till now, he has been the Kohen. He has been the one who knows how to do the Avodah.
Oh.
Right at Har Sinai, Moshe is the one who offers the karbanot during 7 days. Moshe is the one offering the karbanot as of tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, and there Aaron is going to be the Kohen, and Moshe is no longer a Kohen.
Oh.
There's a sense of loss there, right? I mean, we know the story about what happened. The Gemara says that back when Moshe gets his mission to rescue Bnei Israel, and he says, no, I'm not going to do it. I want to be here in Midian being a shepherd. Right? Vayomer is talking to God at the burning bush. Vayomer bi'arani, and Moshe says, please, God, shlach na bi'ad tishlach, send someone else who could send. Don't send me. Vayicharach Hashem Moshe, and Hashem became angry with Moshe. Vayomer halo aron achicha levi. Don't, isn't there your brother Aaron the Levi? Yadati ki daber yidaber hu. I know that he is a spokesman. We know from Yechezkel he was a Navi in Mitzrayim, right? Gamhinei hu yotzei lekratcha. He's going to come out to greet you. V'ra'av, he'll be overjoyed to have you come. He'll be your spokesman. You go. You're going to go to Paro. And about this, Vayicharaf Hashem. Hashem gets angry at Moshe for constantly saying no. He's coming up with one excuse after another. Rashi quotes the Gemara. Anytime you see anger, God getting angry, it makes an impression. There is a consequence to making God angry. Don't do it. Right? This one doesn't seem to have any kind of impression afterwards. We don't see Moshe was punished for this anger. God gets angry with him and he lets it go. Amar lo Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says no. No, there's a consequence here. It says, "Hello, Aaron, achich, acha, halevi." Right? Look, your brother is a Levi. It mentions that. I mean, Aaron, he knows obviously his brother's a Levi. She atiliot Levi, that he was just going to be a Levi, below Cohen. There's no reason Aaron should be the Cohen. We're
Briskets.
talking about briskets. That Moshe was the Kohen during the Miluim and he got to get the brisket. And then we talked about the numbers of the cow parts.
You
Are they
buy
selling
meat?
meat by numbers here?
Yeah, I just asked somebody what a meat was, and she said it's 17.
And okay,
We
what?
buy cheap meat. It's either ground beef or colon beef. So
Corned
we're
beef?
not fancy enough to buy numbered meat, but yeah.
Numbered meat,
I
okay.
know five is a very good one. Number five. I don't buy meat either.
No. Sounds like the joke about all the old men sitting around
17, that
telling
sounds
jokes.
pretty low.
Talking about the shalshelet, right? There's a shalshelet in this week's parsha. That's this hesitation. Okay, so Hashem tells Moshe, look, Aaron's a Levi, right? Not a Kohen. Vakuna haita omer letzeit mimcha. You're going to be the Kohen, right? You're going to take Bnei Israel. You're going to lead them. You're going to do the Avodah. You'll be the Kohen. Me'ata, but now, no, You keep saying no. From now on, lo yakein, that's changing. Elhuya kohen batalevi. He's being a kohen. You've lost it. Shenemar, I know from Divrei Yamim, Moshe Yishalkim,
So
Banav
Moshe was supposed
Yitzarchu.
to be the Kohen also?
Right, that's what the Gemara says, is that if Moshe hadn't been so insistent on saying no, Aaron would not have been part of this. It would have been Moshe himself doing everything. Where is this puzzle?
No separation of powers.
That is true.
Oh, look who's here. Is that your perm hat?
Well, it's just daily wear.
Oh. Look at that baby, Navita. She's so beautiful.
It's okay.
Yay. She's all big and grown up.
Yeah, and you know whose birthday it is today?
Oh,
Aviva's birthday
it's
today?
really
No.
grown
They know we
up.
got you the
Well,
hi Aviva, happy
tomorrow.
birthday. Oh,
It's
okay.
okay. It's tomorrow for
Tomorrow for
you.
me. Not
Yeah.
birthday yet. I still got another 20, 40 minutes.
Yeah, we're giving you a heads up from the future to say happy birthday.
Okay. We got your present, right? Okay. Anyway, so that we have this idea of the shell that Moshe doesn't want let that kahuna go, right? This is his last avoda, hence the vayishcha, that kind of hesitance there. Right? And that's what that's the ambivalence of the shell shell. Okay, Rabbi Sacks says the same thing, that he surely feels joy for his brother, but he cannot altogether avoid a sense of loss. Perhaps he already senses, we will later discover, that although he was the prophet and liberator, Aaron will have the privilege that Moshe will be denied, namely seeing his children and their descendants inherit the role. The son of a priest is a priest, the son of a prophet is really a prophet. There's a loss here, this Vayishchat. And it's a shel shelet there. Moshe has to
So
give up.
where is it in the which pasuk is it that has the
Yeah.
shasha on
So this, and in the Miluim, the last korban of the Miluim is a Vayishchat. Vayikach Moshe et
Sure.
midamo, and Moshe takes blood.
And that's the like hesitation.
Right, so it's played by Ma by Lot that he doesn't want to leave Sodom, and then Eliezer doesn't want to find another wife for Yitzchak, and when Yo and y Yosef really doesn't want to refuse Potiphar's wife. All those are the shell shell, right? That sense that they have to make a decision there, and that's a nice part, and that's nice, but Phyllis already told me that I'm wrong. And that's the MS Emily Yaakov, the Rav Kamenetsky, points out that the grammar is wrong. What we just said about Moshe, that can't be right. And that's to be a subtle point about Hebrew grammar. And here's the MS Yaakov. Okay? If you look, there are three karbanot. You look at that inside that are brought in Miluim. And each time, they're shechted. It says that. Okay, first one. Parachatat takes the cow that's the chatat. Vayismoch Aaron abanav yedehem rosh parachatat, and Aaron and sons yismicha lay their hands on vayishchat. Okay, and he shechts it. Vayikach Moshe adam, and Moshe takes the blood. And as Phil's pointed out, in terms of the grammar there, it kind of implies that the Vayishchat is not Moshe. Because the subject Moshe is applied to the Vayikach. See that? Right? And there's a Moshe, he shech the animal, Vayikach Moshe, Adam, and Moshe took the blood, Vayitenak from his back and sprinkles the blood, etc. And then Vaykrev el ha'olah, and then bring the ram that's going to be the Ola offering, Vayismuchu Aaron banav yedehem, and they do smicha, Vayishchat, and he shechts. By Zrok Moshe Adam al Mizbeach Saviv. And Moshe sprinkles the blood. And then by a Krevet the Ayala Sheni El Mulim, that's what we're looking at. They bring the Mulim, by Smuchu Aaron Rabbanavi Dehem al Rasha Ayal, and they do the Smicha. They are the owners, they are the Baalim, by Yishchat, and he slaughters the animal, by Kach Moshe Midamo, etc. So he says that in all three places, it says by Yishchat with a Patach. You can see that under the chet.
What would it be if it were Moshe?
Well, his point is not that it would be different, but in terms of the Vayishchat, as opposed to Vayishchat with a patach, is normal. But if it's at a pause, like in a Sof Pasuk, or an Etnachta, or here, it's got Pasuk, then it gets the awe there. Let's say the Kamatz implies there's a pause there. Timnukarachet bekamatz, mashmashet vayishchat mechulak gamor misofa pasuk. That there is a pause grammatically between the vayishchat and the rest of the pasuk. Vayishchat semicolon period, some kind of indicated pause. Okay, that's why it's got the kamatz there. You'll see it between like shemen and shaman with a kamatz there. Okay, umash b'deshayach pasuk lefanav. So it sounds like the subject of Vayishchat is really in the pasuk beforehand. Aaron uvanav, and that's Vayishchat. So it's obviously Aaron, or one of his sons, that did the shechita, and then vayikach Moshe, then Moshe takes the blood in each case. Umnimsa did Aaron hu sheshachat, and you see that Aaron obviously did the shechita. El Moshe kibel at adam b'zarak. That from vayikach Moshe at adam, etc. That's Moshe's part. The imlo. Okay, if that's not the case, Hayom Mikta, Vayishchat with the Kamatz, Vayishchat Moshe, Vayikach. Like Vayishchat Moshe goes together grammatically, and then Vayikach Tadam, Lechem Shar Psukim, Shezkarti, and so to all the other Psukim. Okay, so I can't say that Vayishchat refers to Moshe's hesitation because Moshe wasn't doing that Shechita. That's what I was talking about just grammatically. I was talking about Aaron did the Shechita. Okay, and part of the point is that the slaughter, the shechita, is not part of the avoda. That the ba'alim, the owner, can do the shechita, and the grand pasuk implied that it was. Okay, this is a halacha in your avoda when you bring a korban. This is gemara chulin kol psulim sheshachtu shechitatan kashera. Someone who's pasul for kahuna can do the shechita part of the avoda. That's fine. Sheshechita kashera bezarim. That the shechita can be done by a non-kohen, by nashim, by women, by avadim, by tameim, etc. Okay, there are no religious restrictions on the shechita. Afilu kodesh kadashim, even the holiest things, the korban of Yom Kippur can be shechted by anyone. Vavachal you tameim nogim basar, as long as they can't be tamei touching the meat itself. As Gemara Zevachim summarizes, shechita lab avodahi. The shechita part is not the avodah. Okay.
So it wasn't Aharon who did it. It was, oh, was Aharon?
All
Who
right.
was the
Aaron
Baal?
is the Tzar. Aaron is the Baal. That's the point. During the
Oh,
Milui,
Aharon is the
Aaron is
Baal.
the Baal. He's the one who eats the meat. He's the one who does the smicha, and Moshe is the Kohen. Aaron doesn't
And
become an doesn't
in
become a Kohen.
general, the Baal is the man whose sheep it was.
Right. Or person, the man. But yes.
Yeah,
The Baal
but.
is the owner, the person bringing the korban is the Baal. The Baal does smicha.
So how is Aharon the Baal here? He's still not the owner of this.
Yeah, this is his. He is bringing these animals. These are his.
Oh.
Right. I mean, his service of Miluim, Aaron is learning how to do it. Moshe just knows it. But Aaron is the Baal and Moshe is the Kohen. As of the eighth day, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they actually start, then Aaron is now the Kohen, and
Oh.
Moshe is the Levi.
So Aharon gets the hesitation.
Right, so that's what I'm looking at there. So if my little vort is correct, it should be on the Vayikach Adam, Vayakter. That's Moshe's last avoda, not the Vayishchat. So, but the Malbim says Rav Kanineski is wrong. And Rav Kanesmi actually knows the Malbim, and he's going to address it. So at least we're starting out here. Sounds like Aaron is the Vayishchat. And we have to figure out what's going on. Because the Malbim's trying to understand what's Vayishchat, because it's why it's separated from the rest of the pasuk. We start with the Sifra. Vayishchat Vayikach Moshe Adam, right? He shechted it, and Moshe takes the blood. That's our grammatical problem. Sifra says straight out, Kol shivat yimei mulim haya Moshe meshamesh b'kuhuna gadola. For
Oh.
7 days Moshe is acting as the Kohen Gadol. He is the Kohen. And it starts with Hu Yashochet. Why is this? Oh, that's why. Sorry. Format this.
Well.
Okay. Hu Yashochet. Moshe was the one who did the Shechita. Yeah, that's our problem. The Sefer says exactly that. Hu Yazorek, that all these avod, including the Shechita, he would do. He did the Zerik, he streamed the blood. Hu Yemazeh, he squirted the blood. Hu Mechateh, he did the purification. Hu Yadetzek, Hu Mechaper, he did the Kapara, etc. Mashallah, ma davar dameh. What's this? I guess give you a mashallah. What was going on here? The batn lachim shenas shenaseit sheikatana, a princess who gets married when she's young, pasku imima, and so they, the household where she is now married the king, and now she's got to be the whatever princesses do. I don't know what their royal duties are. Look pretty for the camera and entertain, but they dealt with her mother. That her mother should be doing the royal duties until this young lady learns how to be the first lady. So too, Aaron originally was a Levi, and she called a Kohen Gadol. So as when Aaron was chosen, he's going to be the Kohen. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe told Moshe, Atah teshamsheni asher yilmad Aharon achicha. Right, you are Moshe. You know everything. You've been given the Torah here. You're going to serve until Aaron learns. He's going to be watching you. He's going to be bringing a carbon of the Baal. You're going to be the Kohen. Atah yilmad Aaron hayamoshe shochet Aaron royato. So until Aaron knew how to do all the service, Moshe would do the shechita, watch. So Rick, Moshe would do the Zrika, the blood would sprinkle the blood, Aaron or El Toe, etc. That's a Sifra.
And he doesn't, or the Sifra doesn't talk about the Shalshelet at all.
No, right. The Shalshel is probably well after the actual names of the notes are after the Shal are after this much later than the Sifra. I don't know.
But the notes are earlier.
I would say the
No?
I don't know when the notes came in. The grammar is earlier.
I
And
thought
you're saying,
Moshe Mesinai. I thought the Tamim were Moshe Mesinai, no?
I would not. I mean, you can stone me if you want, but I don't. The text,
Oh.
I'm saying the Tamim reflect the meaning and the grammar. But which then that's Moshe Mesinai. This is what the pasuk means. Like read this Vayishchad as being separate from the rest of the pasuk. The actual Ta'amim, I do not think it is in the Torah there.
Oh.
I mean, it's
So when they read the
kind of Tanakh.
Torah, but before the Ta'amim, they would read the Torah on market day, or I don't know, right? They
Yeah,
read
so
the Torah.
I don't know when they start, when they pick these notes. I mean, they're
Oh,
pronounced
interesting.
differently. The actual sounds are different between like Ashkenazim, Sephardim, and all that.
Yeah, but there was some sound.
I agree. And like I said, the meaning there was
Oh.
there, but I don't know if it was formalized
Okay,
as that is
and
there.
where the sentences ended and all
Right. I mean,
that
so
was
sort of the
there.
grammatic sense is traditional.
Right.
How we translate that into punctuation marks
Okay.
is later. Same thing with
And
the
here, old the traditional is Vayishchat. There's a break after that word.
Time that's there clearly is said as a break, and it's reflected in the
Okay.
tamim that are there.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the Malbim.
Malden.
On Vayishchat Vayikach Moshe. Okay, far beyond here, we've already explained in our grammatically. Part of the grammatical rules. That you have one subject, two verbs. Yavo shema poel ba'emtza. So Hebrew is the verb, and then is the verb and the subject by Daber Hashem. But if you have two verbs, then it's verb, then the subject, and then the next verb. We don't put the subject at the end. It's not by Yishkat by Yikach Moshe. It's like in the and in the Akedah, Avram gets its animals by Yar, Avraham by Yikach or by Yar. He saw or by Yaretz, right? He sees that there's a ram there, and then he runs to get it. So it should be grammatically by as Demas Yaakov said, Vayishkat Moshe Vayikach. Et min Adam. That's where it should have been written. The Enlo Umar Po the Vayishkat who pulls Tamish Shachat Acher. But I can't, let me put quotes in there. And it should have said Vayishkat Moshe Vayikach min Adam. And you can't say that this Vayishchat refers to somebody else, which we just said, right? Shepostami, that it was some other actor, anonymous. He did it. Shashakai, somebody else shechted it on the animal, which is exactly how you would read it grammatically. But the Rambam said you can't because the original commandment back in Parshat Tzava was v'shachatat ha'il. You will do it.
Oh, so
Okay.
he's not bothered by the comments.
He is not bothered by the kamatz here. That's, I mean, but he's acknowledging that both things together imply that someone else. Okay, so the kamatz is Rav Kamenetsky's chiddush in addition to the Vayishchat Vayikach Moshe again, but also applies it was a different subject. So it can't be right. Okay, Perish Chazal Mishum Depo Kamashman that Chazal explained that here, which could teach us Rebuta She Moshe Asa Avodat HaKohen. That most of this by Yikach Moshe, we're saying this out because Moshe was the Kohen. Shechita en zeh rebuta, but that shechita that's not any kind of chiddush, ki shechita kasher bazar.
Oh.
Okay, so it's no big deal to tell us that Moshe shechted. So Vayishchat is different. So Vayishchat is an act of the Baal of a non-Kohen, and then by Yikach Moshe min Adam is telling us, and even he got to do the kahuna. That sprinkling the blood is the avodah that the Kohen do. So that's saying that Moshe is demonstrating to Aaron, is teaching him how to do the avodah. He's acting as the
So, according
guide.
to the Malbim, Moshe kills is the Shochet.
Yes.
Yes.
So
Okay.
it's grammatically difficult, but he has to say that.
Okay.
Okay, we have the Sifra, we have the commandment that Moshe shechted it. It's grammatically difficult, but he's saying that it's because there are two different kinds of service here. Okay, there's Shechita, which Moshe would be able to do anyway, and then the rest of it, which he's only able to do because right now he's the Kohen. Rav Knesset concedes he can't argue with Sifra. Moshe slaughtered the did slaughter the Eruv, right? Even though he said I, it doesn't fit the grammar. What makes a difference is that it wasn't as part of the Avodah. Again, Rav Kamenetsky. Lefichach nira li. Here's to me, given my grammatical analysis and the fact that I'm obviously wrong. Nimsa d'min din haya she'aron yishkot el kabono. Really, Aaron should have done the Shechita. He is the Baal, right? Shechita is kasher by the Baal. Alef guta gedola ika ben masa Shechita. That there's a great difference between the act of the shechita, d'min shaar ha'polot, and the other rest of the actions, the activities that go on here. Dehayno zrika b'kabbalah, when you spring the blood, picking up the blood, offering everything. In shechita, that when Moshe did the shechita, he was doing it b'tur shluchos shel Aaron. He was Aaron's messenger. Okay, this was Aaron's job, and Moshe got to do it. The rest of it was Moshe's job because Moshe's the Kohen now. Impolot Aaron. That's why it's that's why Yishchad is associated with Aaron's activities. Of the smicha, Aaron did it. Shechita, Moshe did it, acting on Aaron's behalf. Al Sharabodat Asa Moshe Betur Kohen. The rest of them was Aaron could not do it because Aaron was not a Kohen yet. Tashimish Mulim. So the Vayishchad is different. Leduk means Dayek, Vatim Zekal. If you think about it, this will be obvious. That's the difference. The way I understand it, by the end of the week of Mulevim, Aaron knows how to offer the sacrifices. He could. That Aaron clearly could do the Shechita. He's allowed to do the Shechita. He is not a Kohen, but that's his job. He's the Baal. Okay, he could do the Shechita. But Aaron sees the Shalshelet on that word by Yishchat. That's Aaron's job, and Aaron looks at it and says, that's Shalshelet. That sense of hesitation. He realizes that Moshe is feeling that his days of serving Hashem are ending.
What does that mean? Aaron sees the shalshelet.
He sees Moshe's hesitation. He's
Oh.
sensitive to realize that Moshe feels that this is Moshe's last day as a Kohen. So Aaron gives up his own mitzvah, his own avodah, to make Moshe as a shaliach.
That's a funny way to put it, that he sees the shalshelet.
I know, I'm trying to be poetic here. You don't like it. I like that. Yeah, okay.
I see it. It's like he sees the
Like,
implications of
yeah,
the
right. It's like Moshe, right, he's reading it and realizing, oh, Moshe has this sense of, yeah, Moshe's words
it's
has this shalshelet on his
like
head.
okay. But what you're saying is he sees that Moshe is hesitating.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, and that why that reason why Moshe is doing this avoda is because Aaron has given it to him. This is Aaron's avoda that he's giving his brother. That's his gift to Aaron. That's his gift to Moshe, rather. That's the nature of Aaron. Okay. So that this, you know, and that's part of the lesson learned is that, you know, you have to be mevater, give up something, right? Be understanding of people who are having a tough time, which is not easy. Right, you'd be able to look at other people and see that they've got a shalshelet on top of their heads and appreciate that. Okay, so the shalshelet here doesn't represent Moshe's hesitation, Moshe's ambivalence. Because Moshe's Eved Hashem and he'll do what's ever necessary. And he feels, you know, as Rabbi Sacks said, he feels the joy at his brother's ascension to the kahuna. They're going to be kohanim. The shalshelet rather represents our own sensitivity.
So
Just being
Moshe is
there.
doing the shechita.
Right.
Aaron is standing there.
The thing going
Oh.
around is that Aaron can do the Shechita, and Aaron looks at Moshe and says, here, you do it.
Okay.
This is your avoda. You can do this.
Well, that explains a funny grammar also, meaning like Vaishcha, like it could have been anybody. It happens to be that we
Right.
know that it was Moshe, but
Right.
wasn't.
That's what Kamenetsky's point. This is different, right? That Vayishkat is Moshe acting as the Shaliach. He's not acting as a Kohen. Aaron has told Moshe, you be my Shaliach to Shech this Adam. And as we understand that, you know, the famous Tehillim, but you know, how lovely it is when brothers live together. The next pasuk is Kishemna tov al rosh, like oil, like fine oil on the head. Yerad al zaken zaken Aaron, that dripped down the beard of Aaron. Yerad al pi midotav, that dripped onto his clothes. And the agada on that famously is that this is talking about when Aaron is being anointed as being the Kohen, part of these miluim. It says that the oil went on his head, dripped down his beard, and as it says here, this is the Alashich. Nizu shemen tova. What does it mean to have this fine oil? The Indian kinei amruch rabbeinu and Gemara and Harayot shemashchu et Aaron b'shemen hamishcha. When Moshe anointed Aaron with the anointing oil, al rosho, on his head, yadu shnei tipino zaken. He had two drops that dripped onto his beard. V'hayu b'sof zakeno, and they clung to the end of his beard k'shtei margiliot, like two pearls. Lenea called. Everyone can see these two pearls. What does that symbolize? It's a fake yayin in yana wrote this to show us yigam shemoshe nichnas b'makomo, that even though Moshe took Aaron's place initially, remember we already said all right, Aaron could have been the leader. Right? Mitzrayim ben Aaron was a Navi in Mitzrayim in Egypt. And it's possible that Aaron resented the fact that Moshe became the leader. He's a big brother. Right? Little brother now is picking everybody out, taking all the fire there. Can he Elohu Barak? That's why Hashem said, that Aaron was fine with this. Right? We quoted that. That Aaron, Hashem tells Moshe, Aaron will be happy for you. Aaron is not, doesn't need the honor. And that's why Aaron was able to be the Kohen Gadol. He can leave bow, and that's to show that Aaron was fine with Moshe's role as well. Hashem did so. Yerdu mishemen that the oil that was symbol of his greatness, shnei tipin, two drops. Asof sekeno onto his beard. Laman kol ro'av yakiru in zekim shegidlo Hashem v'yemshichel kohen gadol is a sign that Hashem has anointed him. Both of them together, serving together with the two drops of the Shemen Mishcha, that Aaron was willing to give Moshe part of that glory of that Shemen Mishcha. This is for you too.
So Aaron earns the kahuna.
He earns the kahuna
It's
by
not
not.
that Moshe is punished and loses it. It's
So
that
both sides of it. Moshe loses it, and Aaron's the one who gains it. Both of those are simultaneously. Here, and Aaron at all points is not doesn't allows Moshe to have his glory and is willing to give up some of the kahuna as well. He's going to share this as well. And that's what it means that Hillel says, Tamidav shel Aaron. We should be the students of Aaron. Ohev shalom, redev shalom. Love, peace. Be willing to give it up. Be sensitive enough to know when other people are stressed, even if it's not obvious. And say, here, this is your place. You can do this. I don't need this. And that's the lesson of the Shal Shalat here in our parsha.
So Moshe is the shochet. So what do you do with the kamatz?
That Vayishchad is a different thing, right? That we have all these part of the service up to and including Vayishchad belongs to the Baalim. They bring it Vayakrev, Vayismachu, and they do smicha and they shecht it. That's how things work. That's where the kamatz, that's the etnachta, the psik, the pause. After that, by Kach Adam, that's the Kohen's job.
Okay, and here.
Here we move the Vayishchat into the Pasuk with Moshe, even though it really belongs to Aaron, to indicate that Moshe gets to do it. It's a different kind of task. We're saying that Aaron gave it up, gave it to Moshe.
And the shelshelet is the, what is it?
I'm saying it's the hesitance that Moshe is doing all of this, but it's his last time. So he doesn't really want to finish this because this, it's like as soon as he's done with this part of the Avodah, he will never do the Avodah again. This is his last act as Kohen.
But how did you work in that it was Aharon's shelshelet?
Of course, we said that because I'm saying that it's Moshe sex, it does the Shechita as the Shaliach of Aaron.
And Moshe's kind of, because it's his last time.
And
And
so
Aharon
that the other
is
time you have a
also.
Shechita, it's clearly that the people doing it are hesitant. They don't necessarily want to. Here I'm saying it's not obviously that Moshe is so much hesitant as that Aaron's sensitive that Moshe's feeling it. Moshe's not going to express this at all, right? Moshe's going to do the Avodah. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not, he's going to do what's necessary. He's still
But
human and
the
feels it
whole
inside.
moment is fraught with all sorts of emotions.
Yes. And so it's making the point that the Shel Shelet actually isn't really on Moshe's act. It's more subtle than that.
Brotherly love. Very
That's
nice.
what, right. So that's a, and if you know, if you, you know, obviously, if we've gone through all Sefer Bereishit, the idea that you don't kill your brother is a pretty big chiddush.
Oh, yeah, it's true. That's right. That's right. That's a big deal.
That is actually a very big deal, right?
Aaron and Moshe. Yeah. Okay, very nice.
I'm gonna stop here.
Very nice.
Oh,
Ooh, okay. Have a good day, Davida.